Military, we often walked up and down the exercise yard together, and I really got a sense of who he was, an extraordinary thinker, political thinker, and a writer. He gave me masterclasses in Egyptian political theory and history and sociology and so on. He also inspired me to write two letters that we smuggled out of prison that really described my imprisonment as an attack on press freedom rather than as any judicial process related to anything we'd done. And that really framed the campaign that ultimately got me out. And so for all of those reasons, I quite literally owe Allah my life.
So, Peter, you were imprisoned with two other Al Jazeera colleagues, and you got out after a year. Allah was so active in the Arab Spring, in the Tahrir uprising. Why does he continue to be held? And what is the British government saying? Have they met with him in prison? It is their right, as he is a British Egyptian citizen.
So Allah, as you said, was one of the main leaders of the uprising from 2011. He had this extraordinary respect and following amongst ordinary Egyptians. He inspired literally millions to come out and fill the streets in the protests that eventually toppled Hosni Mubarak. And I think that is why the Egyptian authorities are still keeping him there, because he is the most popular, the most recognized political prisoner in the system. And I think they fear his capacity to mobilize people. They fear his capacity to inspire. The charges, as you mentioned earlier on in your introduction, are completely bogus and false news. The British government has made strong words. They've written letters to President Sisi. We've had that meeting from David Lammy, the Foreign Secretary, just yesterday. And clearly, the authorities, the British, believe that they're doing all that they can. But as far as the family is concerned, that's simply not enough. Words or letters and points on agendas are simply not enough. Allah is still in there against Egypt's own laws. The Foreign Secretary, as far as the family is concerned, really needs to be using more robust economic tools to get Allah out. We don't know, at least as far as I'm aware, Allah hasn't had consular access. He hasn't had any visits from the embassy to date. One of the things that we were hoping for was that David Lammy would insist on a visit himself to see Allah, but that clearly didn't happen. So all in all, I think, as far as the family is concerned, it's been a rather disappointing meeting. The British government insists it is making robust representations, but as long as Allah still remains, it seems that it's just not enough.
His little boy growing up without him. His mother did visit him a few weeks ago. And Layla herself, Professor Swaif, is in the 117th day of her hunger fast, and you've now joined her?
Yeah, that's right. She's a remarkably tough, resilient, extraordinary woman. But she is now entering the danger zone. The family have been monitoring her vital signs and, in particular, her blood glucose levels. And it seems that in the last few days, they have dropped rather alarmingly. And we believe that she may well be approaching the danger zone. At 117 days into a hunger strike without any food, without any calories whatsoever, it's remarkable that she's lasted this long. But she is increasingly frail, and everyone is desperately worried for her health. But obviously, the whole point of this, as this hunger strike, as we heard from that clip from her earlier in your introduction, is to precipitate a crisis. She does not want to die. This is not a suicide mission from Layla. What she wants is to demand justice. She wants to really put Allah's case at the top of the minds of the Egyptian and the British authorities and make sure that Allah comes home. So she's pretty determined. She's going to stick this out.
We have to leave it there. Peter Gresty, also on hunger strike, Australian journalist in solidarity with Ali Abdel Fattah, will continue to bring you news of his imprisonment or perhaps his freedom. I'm Amy Goodman.
Penny.
And Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Jalem, Jalem, Lungone, Domen, Maladi.
Kenny Joe here. You're in Pinckney Hall on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. I'll be with you until 10 o'clock or so when Zombo comes in for the show formerly known as Zombo's Record Party, now Zombo in Your Mind. The song you just heard was by Gogo Bordello. It was off of the 2010 release Transcontinental Hustle. Immigraniata, We're Coming Rougher is the name of the song. Eugene Hutz is the, he's more than the front man of Gogo Bordello. I'm not even sure if Gogo Bordello is a band anymore, but Mr. Hutz is from, grew up in Ukraine and eventually moved to the U.S. And then by the time he released this record, he had moved to Brazil. I have no idea where he is now. Have not followed his career since that release. I don't know what he's up to. What we're going to do today, on the heels of Gogo Bordello, we are going to play music from the Balkans. mostly Balkan brass band music, but we'll throw in a couple of other things. I spent last weekend in New York at the Golden Festival, which has been revived. I think it last happened in either 2019 or 2020, one or the other, and COVID kind of put an end to it. And unfortunately, their unique venue in Brooklyn did not survive COVID, so it festival did not return until 2025, and now it's up in Astoria. And it was a pleasure being there, hearing lots of, new bands, hearing a couple of new bands, which were remarkable. But in the good old days, one reason why I went there, not a very large reason, was you could find new music there. You know, you hang around and people got CDs either for sale or giving them away. And maybe they were there this year, but I could not find them. And I was hoping to play some of those today, but we'll stick mostly with the old stuff. I should also mention another nice thing about going there is I always see lots of folks from Pittsburgh. I don't think we were there more than 5 minutes before we ran into someone we know from Pittsburgh, and so the evening went. That was always the case before. I wasn't sure that all of us Pittsburghers would be back in 2025 after the hiatus, but I think we saw more people from Pittsburgh there than we ever have. So, next January, if you're in the mood to hear the music that I'm playing today live, you might want to spend a couple days in New York. So, okay, enough of that. What am I going to do before we get back to the music? We'll do a couple of PSAs here. If I can find, where are the PSAs? Where are the PSAs? Aha, I'm finding them. Okay. We'll do a disaster one, okay? There have been a few disasters around these days. We'll do a couple of disaster ones. How about that? Families affected by disasters urgently need support. You can help the American Red Cross provide help and hope to those when they need it most. Please donate today. Go to redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to help people affected by disasters, big and small. Your support is critical. We can't do it without you. And here we have something about wildfires. A single ember that escapes from a wildfire can travel over a mile, carrying a world of trouble. It can land, ignite, and destroy not only your home, but your community. With simple steps to adapt to wildfire, like cleaning areas around buildings, knowing community safety zones, you help protect your home and community from wildfire damage. But becoming fire adapted is more than one person can take on alone. It takes a community to protect a home. Visit fireadapted.org today for more ways to help protect your home and communities from wildfires. This has been a public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and WRCT. I'm going to give the first song a little bit of introduction. It is by a New York Balkan brass band called Zlatne Usta. They made some mistakes in naming themselves, and it is not a phrase that can be translated into any known language, but there you have it. They are the folks that got the Golden Festival going and have kept it going. So we're going to start off with them. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Okay. Let me tell you what you heard. Well, wait a minute. It's not time for that yet. Well, we're going to do it anyway. The first song in that set was by Zlatne Usta. That is a Balkan brass band out of New York City. They are the folks that are responsible for keeping the Golden Festival alive for decades. The name of that song was, and I'm going to tell you right now, I'm no expert. I'm not even a novice in Balkan languages. Lepi Savato is the name of the song, and it's from the band's 2000 release, In the Center of the Village. After that, we heard something a little bit different. We heard from Eva Salina. She was the vocalist. Peter Staun was the accordion player. The name of the song was Pusti Madas Vim. That was off of a release, Subdina, which means destiny. I'm going to do my best to get Eva and Peter to Pittsburgh. It's difficult playing this music on the radio after you've heard it live, because it really is music that was meant to be enjoyed live. Then we had the Kosani Orchestra from, the label says, Macedonia. I'm going to assume that means the Macedonia, Northern Macedonia, that was a part of Yugoslavia. The name of the song and the name of the release was L'Oriente Rouge. Now, let's see. What am I going to do? I'm going to tell you about a couple of shows here on WRCT. Here's a show that's going to be on the air just a few hours from now, The Land of Twilight. Enter The Land of Twilight with DJ Owl every week, where we listen to vaporware, video game music, anime music, ambient, cosmish, dub reggae, dungeon synth, city pop, and more Fridays at 1. And then we also have on Thursdays at noon, I'm going to assume it is wound liquor, not wound liquor, but anyhow, wound liquor is your key to healthy, fearless living. Join Doc Anomia as he obliterates your pesky phobias with targeted musical admixtures, soothing clinical judgments, methylated subatomic particles, and stuff like this. Thursdays at noon on WRCT Pittsburgh. Okay, I'm going to say one more thing about the Golden Festival here to make sure that I'm not misling anybody. We're playing, for instance, the Kosani Orchestra. They're from Macedonia, as I mentioned, and you're not going to see many international bands at the Golden Festival. It's kind of a lower key thing. In several years of attending, the only band I ever saw there that was from out of the USA was from Toronto. But I think the Balkan musical culture is perhaps as much alive in New York City and Toronto and other cosmopolitan cities as it is in the former Yugoslavia. So, you're not gonna hear the Kosani Orchestra there. I do not think you'll not hear Fanfare Corselli. I can't even pronounce it anymore. I can't even picture it anymore. But anyhow, you're not going to find any bands from Europe there, at least if my experience is any indication. We're going to play one more. We're going to play another. We're going to play many more than one more. We're going to play in the next set. We're going to play one another New York band, and after that we'll play a couple of Pittsburgh bands who have new music out, which has nothing to do with Balkan music.
Bye. cherished, gone in an instant, family perished. Nothing but rubble screams from beneath, standing motionless, far beyond grief. Murders, hypocrisy. Thank you.
The last two songs were new music from Pittsburgh artists. Last song was by Arrow. It's off of an EP called Hold It Close. That is also the name of the song we played. Before that, we had a tune from the Pittsburgh Songwriter Circle 2025 collection. The track that we played was Can You Imagine by Bob and the Lost Boys. And we started the set off with a song from Romashka, which is a group that has been around New York for years, but I didn't have a chance to hear them until they showed up at the Golden Festival this last weekend. The name of the song was Zaz Nobila, and it was off of, I'm going to use a translation, the CD called Gypsy Night at Le Divan du Monde. I can do a little bit better with French. What do I owe you? I don't think I owe you. Oh, yes, I do. A message from one of our underwriters. WRCT is supported by Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Sidecar is an independent coffee shop with full coffee bar, ready-made breakfast sandwiches, breakfast pastry, savory ham pies, cakes and pies made in the bakery next door. Sidecar offers a place to study, eat, and hang with friends in a cafe setting. Open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday. For more information, visit their website at sidecar412.com. Okay, and the next set, we're going to go back to Balkan music. The next one is by a band. I'm gonna call them a band. It's the Boban and Marko Markovic Orchestra. So, you know, it's an orchestra. Okay. Anyhow, Boban and Marko are father and son. They're both champion trumpet players. And the reason we're playing the next song is that although the U.S. groups, most of the U.S. groups that play this kind of music are kind of in for their traditional stuff, but the groups in Europe, some of them are more into using, getting into other styles of music. And I think this next song fits into that description.
Africa Paprika! We'll be right back.
Let me tell you about the last two songs where we had the Bobana Marko Markovic Orchestra doing Africa Paprika off of Gypsy Manifesto, and the last song was the West Philadelphia Orchestra doing Rosanica Philadelphia off of Tour de Philly. If you're new to the show, this is not a Balkan Brass Band show. We do different things. We do all sorts of things, which I don't know if that's good or bad for you, but it's the only way I know how to do it. Next week, we're going to do trumpets. And I'm not talking about the kind of trumpets we're doing now. We're talking about popular songs that have a notable trumpet part in it. We might even play something by Al Hurt or something, which is all trumpet. That's what we're going to do then. 2 weeks from now, we're going to do same thing with guitars, songs that have good guitar solos in them, notable guitar solos. And, of course, we have Valentine's Day on a Friday, so we're going to do love songs, lots of tender little ditties coming your way on the 14th. Okay, we're going to close this out with the Lemon Bucket Orchestra from Toronto doing a Ukrainian folk song. Thanks, everybody, for listening. The next voice you hear is going to be Zombos. Well, the next speaking voice. This is WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
Тому коса добре косе, кому мила єсте носити я, ой, і мене би та косила, гей я, ой, я, і мені би та косила, коли б мені мила єсте носила. Яся добре маю, на горбачко кежу маю, гей-я, ой. Кежу маю, на горбачко, гей-я, ой, я. Кежу маю, на горбачко.